Yeah, I'm gonna keep this.
Okay, hang on. I need to stop it. Shut up. Stop. I think I've done it. Well, look. Firstly, I'd like to apologise for the swearing in that song. Right. Yesterday, I clarified with the closet residents what is allowed. Because when I was doing it in the middle of the night, I think things were a bit more allowed than they are now. Turns out this costs. This is
black and blue and broken bones. You left me, I'm all alone. My little piggy needed something new.
I didn't know. I've been quite careful not to do it.
Yeah.
independently to this, then fair play. The word you can use around the house. If you're an adult with a child, you're like, oh, this is my future. Profanity incident of 2023. So I've had a chat. Now I'm going to play the LCD sound system song from the end of the film White Noise. I'm going to play that. We'll cross our fingers so there's no sudden harrowing gutter language in there, and see how we go. Hang on, that one. Hang on, what's going on here? Think, oh no, bloody hell, this is the last thing I need. This is the last thing I need. I've had loads of emails. I say loads. Six. From people saying that, oh Christ. I was doing a lengthy apology for the profanity in the first song. I was being quite funny about it as well. But the apology still stands. And then apparently then you couldn't hear anything. Oh, God. Right, but that's definitely... Oh, is that coming out? I think that's coming out. I think... I mean, it's incredible that they let me do this every year or so. Because every year or so, there's a lot of this stuff happening. Right, input one, MacBook Pro microphone. Main output, yes. Input two, jam. Yum, yum, yum. So if I press that, that goes off. Right, okay. I don't think anything at all. Oh, God. So can no one hear me now? You should definitely be able to hear me now. I don't know why you can't if you... no. Hang on. Just let me know if you can hear me. I don't think you can you? Oh, God. Well, let's have a... That's connected. That's connected. That's on. That's on. Right, that's on. Let's try that as well. What about that? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Oh, right, okay, great. I got an email from someone saying, yes, I can hear you now. This is the most... I mean, I can't start every morning in January with this same incompetent humiliation, can I? Right, okay. Oh, God. What an absolute... What a living hellscape. Right, okay. So, let's presume now that you can hear me, right? And let's presume also that you heard the first song, right? Yeah? Yeah? And, let me... I definitely had it all set up, all good and nice. Now, I'm going to try something. So, I was doing an apology about the profanity in the first song. Not allowed to play songs with swearing in because it's a time in the morning when children might be listening. I'm not allowed to play rude words, and I played that, so I didn't know it had a rude word in it. And it had, let's be honest with ourselves, one of the rudest words. And back when you couldn't hear me, I was doing some great stuff about how if you're a child on your own having a listen, then, you know, good on you. Like, it was really good stuff. Like, it just sort of really sort of skillfully undermined the assumption that children would be listening with their parents, and then the parents would be like, I don't want my kids hearing this filth. Whereas actually, yeah, maybe some children are just tuned in under their own steam, off their own bat, and they were like, I'm going to learn my new dirty lingo from Daniel. So, look, and I also explained that I hadn't meant to talk. I hadn't intended to talk to you that early in the show because I wanted to have my coffee and listen to like 3 or 4 songs. So then I tried to play another song, and apparently that's when everything went wrong. So the first bit, right, let's keep a track of the incompetence, yeah? The first bit was, I left the music playing whilst I was talking, and you couldn't hear me because of the music. The next bit of incompetence, I think, is that I turned everything off in a sort of, albeit unwitting, fit of pique. I was like, fine then, turn it all off. So let's have a go and see if I can play a song. Let's have a go. Let's just give it a go. Now, my concern is that, criminy jiminy. Right, okay. Right, okay. You see, I think the aux output ought to work. Right, okay. I need to do something now. I'm going to... So now what I've got is I've got two of the inputs set up as the MacBook microphone. I don't think I need both of those, but I'm now scared. I'm now getting an email saying that it keeps breaking up on Resonance FM's website. Well, there's nothing I can do about that, is there? I mean, I've got enough going on. I've got enough going on without people emailing me about the quality of the internet. I've got buttons here. Oh, I've got buttons for days. Let's try and keep our communication useful and productive. Yeah. Listen, I'll take that on board as much as you. Oh, first day back at work for a lot of you, I imagine. Yeah, I mean, I was here yesterday. Remarkably, this isn't the first one of these. I have to say, I think it went more smoothly yesterday. Right, okay. If I do a little clicky, oh, a little clicky is a horrible phrase, isn't it? If I do a little clicky on that, is that nice? Right, hang on. Let's give this let's give that a tap there and see if that's coming through. Right, that I think is coming through. Not to you. It's not coming through to you yet. Don't worry. I know that much. But I can see it on what I think is called a meter. Right. So now I'm going to try again to play the LCD sound system song from the end of the film White Noise, and we'll see. Goodness gracious. We'll see, we'll see if it works. Although, right, hang on. No, well, I don't know why that's not working. Oh, I do know why it's not working, actually. Listen, everyone, I know why it's not working. I haven't selected anything. Right, hang on. Try this. We'll be right back.
expected something bigger. This is everything I've got. Pick your fight and then pick it twice. Just in time for the next surprise.
I watch you stumbling for a while. I watch you down on your knees. Out of the corner of my eye. I watch you both stuck and free.
Pick your fight and then pick it twice. Pick your fight, pay the price. You're driving without a license. I'm driving uninsured. Why don't we crash into each other? I got the feeling that we should. Pick your fight and then pick it twice. Pay the price, pay it twice.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I think you should still be able to hear me, right? I think I've done it right. As far as I can see, I've done it right. Right? Okay. That was Six Hills by Lewsberg, Lewsberg. Quite twangy, that. Quite twangy. I was explaining earlier on when you couldn't hear me that what I like to do when I'm sort of doing these radio shows is I'll listen to bits of lots of songs and go, oh, I like the sound of that. I'll listen to the rest of that on the radio show for two reasons. Oh, it's feeding back a bit from the... Oh, criminy, jiminy. Right, hang on. If I do that, I think that's probably... do you know what I think I might do for tomorrow's show? I might try and find my my USB thing. I can't make it any clearer than that, and I'm sorry if you're not across radio broadcasting lingo, but I might try and find my USB thing, and then I'm not doing all my ins and outs on this software mixer. I can do it all on that, and then I'll feel more I'll feel more secure in my craft. And look, if there's one thing you need to be as a craftsperson, it is secure in your craft. Yeah. Right. So let's. Right. Okay. Good. Right. So. Another song. Is it another song? Oh God. I've been rattled by this first half hour. I'll be honest. I was having quite a nice time. I woke up at early 3 minutes past six. I woke up and. Do forgive me for bringing this up at breakfast time. Trapped wind. And so I got up. I went for a... And do forgive me for bringing this up at breakfast time. I went for a wee. And then I got back into bed and I thought, there's no point now, is there? And so I started having a look at my phone. I didn't turn it on or anything. I was just having a look at it. No, I did turn it on. That was just a bit of fun. And then I started the show. And I genuinely, and I don't want any of you to take this personally, I hadn't considered. Like, it just hadn't occurred to me that I was oblivious to the prospect that people were listening. I was just like, oh, I've got my coffee, I'll pop this song on, lovely, then I'll pop that song on. And because I've got these speakers, I'm hearing the songs. And so I'm like, yum, 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 having a lovely time. And then I went across into another window to close something down on my laptop. I had all these emails saying, oh, Daniel, you've disgraced yourself, as per usual, and the name of Resonance. So, you know, anyway, a bit rattled by the first 20 minutes of this. But we've got another hour and a half to reclaim it. And outside the window, the sky is just getting light. So that's quite a profound metaphor for a post-blooper resurgence, isn't it? What we'll do now is I'll play a song by The Looksmiths, and then I'll play a song by Oliver Sim. And then after that, we'll find something else to play. And then after that, probably have a chat. And then it'll just be more of that and more of that until it stops. Right, so let's see. Let's see. Right, I don't have to click it back on there because I've left that on like a good boy. So if I do that now. Remember that New Year's Eve. We were frightened by a firework. You could not believe the fuss I made. I should have laughed it off. I should have left it lying. I did not receive much sympathy.
blessing and your distance. Were it not for my persistence, we would never have been lovers. You kept your distance and me guessing, finally acquiescing, only after I discovered. I sent you the lengths I went to, great lengths, great lengths, great lengths, great lengths.
Learn to call home, don't let me ask you to leave me alone, cause an oath. dead men? The only ones left, all pillars of regret. Ideology conceals, ideology reveals. Photos of friends, worry cracking lead.
Those are ones by my memory. Masks and awkward. So I swept out a dog tag and pretend that I'm free as a blind spot in my memory. I am desperate to be admired. There's this desperately selfish demon of a cry. So I run in the mornings, but the fucker's not tired. I am desperate to be admired, cause then I've
No, he swore there. He's off. Look, I have to keep on top of this now. I can't be having... I think I've stopped that. Have I stopped that? I've stopped it now. He swore. That's it. If there's a... Look, I don't want to get... obviously... Look, I don't want... Listen, I don't want to brag, but I swear all the time. Yeah? I swear all the time. I do it in shops. I do it in church. I do it when I'm driving. I do it when I'm making a sandwich. And those are all my activities. I explained all this earlier, but I don't think you could hear me at the time. Anyway, look, the point is, I have to be really on top of the swearing, because I don't want Resonance FM getting in trouble. I don't want them having to do a lot of admin and paperwork. If you're inclined to complain to Ofcom, don't. Come on. Don't. I think there's only six of you listening, and you all like to email me and say that you can't hear me. So, so if any one of you six emails Ofcom, I'll be absolutely livid with you guys. And I've got your emails, and I'll express myself. I'll express myself with the full force of my creative profanity. Right. So that was Fewer Closer Friends by Awake and Hungry. And before that was Romance with a Memory by Oliver Sim. Before that was Great Lengths by the Looksmiths. Now, with the Oliver Sim song, Romance with a Memory, I heard that for the first time last night, but then I feel like I know it from somewhere. And I was like, is that an existing song that he's covered? And then I started trying to find out online, but according to the internet, I mean, it was late, so who knows, but it didn't seem to be. It seems to be a thing he's... but then I was like, that all sounds familiar to me. Anyway. 7:44 on Tuesday, the something, 3rd? 3rd of January? Back to work, innit? Back to work today, yeah? Back to work. For you, not for me. I'm doing this, then I'm going to have some muesli, then might have a little nap, then I'm playing football. Then after that, the day's my own. Yeah? But we've all made our choices and we've all ended up where we are. Anyway. So, right, okay. It's... I just want to feel confident and... I'll leave it there. I just want to feel confident. Right, let's have a bit of... Romance with a Memory. It is good, isn't it? Romance with a Memory. Let's try. But you see, the thing is, so this is what I was saying earlier. When I ordinarily, when songs have rude words in them, they put a little E next to it. Oh, this was the joke I made earlier when you couldn't hear me. Oh, this was good. I'll do it now. Hang on. Normally, when a song has rude words in it, they put a little E next to it, which I think stands for extremely rude. Hmm? Well, I don't think it was bad, actually. So, so how about you stop being so mean to me when I'm doing my best? Right, let's pop that on. Let's pop this in. I've just started the same song again from where I left off, haven't I? Oh, Christ. This is one of the worst ones. And I've done loads now. Shut up. St. Vincent, I'm not ready for you. I'm not ready for you yet. Right, hang on. Here we go. Just shh. Everyone, just give me a minute. Have your breakfast, yeah? And just give me a minute. Right, okay. Got to click this and that at the same time. Two hands. Look, Mum, two hands.
Hey, pig. Yeah, you. Hey, big piggy, pig, pig, pig. All of my fears came true. Black and blue and broken bones, you left me here. I'm all alone. My little piggy needed something new.
Oh, She'd love to have a dog surrender my heavy, heavy dream.
And some cigarettes, please.
I have paused it. I'd hate for that to become a thing that people put on merch. I got an email from someone, when was it? Yesterday or the day before, saying, just a heads up, someone's doing this on, it was either Amazon or eBay or something. And it was a notebook. And on the front of the notebook it said something like, I can't remember exactly, but it's something like, sorry, I wasn't listening to you. I was thinking about Daniel Kitson. And it's clearly one of those, like a template that they put various, my heating's on. I can tell my heating's on because the flue for the boiler is under this window here, and some stuff just came up past the window. I don't need my heating on. I'm going to turn that off now with the same, get this, with the same phone. Sorry, guys. I've got a smart thermostat. And I'm just pleased to see you. No, that can't be good. Have you got a smart thermostat in your pocket? That's no good. Right. I've turned it off. I don't want to rate the app. Thanks. I'm in the middle of broadcasting. Anyway, this notebook was one of those templates, you know, that they just put things in. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't listen to you. I was thinking about cheese. Or I was thinking about, you know, Cobra Kai. But they put me in it, which I think is, I guess they don't make any. They just have it there as an option. And then if people order them, then they're sort of, yeah. Anyway, those songs were The Girls by Albertine Sarges. And before that was a little song I've discovered that you probably haven't heard before called Grooves in the Heart by D-Light. And before that was Piggy by St. Vincent, which I have to be honest, I got a bit worried that there was going to be all manner of, you know. Well, you know, don't you? Anyway, it's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's see if we can snaffle a bit of the news from Radio 4. Hang on. Let's see if we can do this. If I turn, so that's on, right? That's football heaven. Don't want that. Hang on. Is that
business correspondent Mark Ashdown?
New year, but no end in sight in this bitter dispute.
So there we go. That was a little bit of Radio 4 there. It's a bit of fun, isn't it? I can't think what they're talking about. This bitter dispute. I can't quite imagine what they're talking about. I guess we'll never find out. Let's make a pact. Let's make a pact to never find out. Why don't I play the Trapeze Swinger by Iron and Wine? That's nice, isn't it? It's nice. It's about 10 minutes long. It'll give me time to get a nice big drink of water. I don't need 10 minutes to do that, but it will give me plenty of time to do it. That's what I mean. I can walk leisurely to a tap at long last. Oh no, I mean, it's all well and good snaffling a bit of Radio 4's news, but you have to remember to leave the BBC Sounds app and go back into Spotify on your phone if you want to play a song, you absolute diller. I think I'm allowed to say diller, because if there are children listening, then they won't know what that means. Diller. Hey, kids, call each other diller. And then call any adults that you know Big Diller. Yeah? Okay, let's have Iron and Wine. Is it working?
Too high to see the empty road at happy hour. Trapeze swinging on and on and on.
goes on a bit, doesn't it? My phone. I don't want to play that. My phone locked me out. My phone locked me out at a crucial time. What I was going to do is I was going to punch in there and say that goes on a bit, and then go straight into some tune yards. I got to work on my system. It's got nothing to do with my competence levels. It's the goddamn flaws in my system. I've got an inadequate system. I just saw a little bird in my apple tree. Not a, say it with me, euphemism. It's now completely light. It's now completely light outside, and the clouds are moving fast. Do like it when the clouds aren't messing around. I've got to get over there and do a bit of this. That's what they're saying. Anyway, that was the Trapeze Swinger, or Trapeze Swinger by Iron and Wine. And I'm going to be completely frank with you now, and it might just be, you know, like a mood thing, but I used to absolutely love that. And I don't think it's bad, but I was like, oh, God, 9 minutes. Man, I've had my wee, I've had my drink. How about you drop a beat on it, you hippie? Anyway, I guess people change. But also, people's moods change, don't they, over the course of a day, over the course of a minute, over the course of a lifetime. And if you don't like that sort of profound insight into the human condition, then why don't you tune into Capital or something like that? Yeah, because here on Resonance FM, we keep it profound, we keep it human, we keep it, you know, we keep it interspersed with 4 to 7 minutes of dead air, because that's what we do. Right, let's try and play this and hope for the best.
Right. Look what you've done. You've stripped my heart, ripped it apart in the name of fun. Oh, Lilia, I'm a poor man's son, and precious jewels were found in schools where I came from.
Racing in the Volvo, dancing in the Volvo, racing in the Volvo. pressing in the wall.
Tap on your tambourine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tap on your tambourine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fear. People fear.
Fairly intense stuff for 8:31. That was Doink. That was South by Woo Lu, Woo hyphen Lu, Woo spelled W-U. The hyphen is just a line, and then Lu is spelled Lu U, Woo Lu. Before that was People Feel by Nixa. Before that was Up All Night by Salt. And I think before that I played something else, but I can't remember what it was. So, you know. Sorry about that. I am writing down what I'm playing today. I didn't do that yesterday. But I think in all other aspects, yesterday was a better show than this one. But it's up and down. Yeah, recovery is a scattergraph. That's the closest thing I've got to a motto. It's certainly a thing I like to say to people a lot. Oh God, I say it even when people aren't recovering. I'm just always like, well, recovery is a scattergraph, and then I just sort of moonwalk away, winking and very, very slowly lowering my trousers. Like very slowly though, like imperceptibly, like the dawn. Right, look, I've just found a couple of batteries on my desk, and I don't know if they're full or empty, but I'll check that out. That's not a problem for you to solve. But Now, listen, I'm going to say something now, and it's not intended as a criticism of bin men and women, but the bin men who come here keep taking stuff out of my general waste bin and leaving it on the floor because they think it's recyclable when it's not recyclable. So I have to hide it in bags that look very sort of overtly not recyclable. I made a record and I posted it out to people, and I put some stickers on the outside of the envelopes. And the paper that the stickers come on isn't recyclable. But as far as the bin men are concerned, it's just paper. And I'm a plonker for sticking it in the wrong bin. But they don't, of course they don't, come and knock on the door and go, oh, you're not allowed to recycle it. I mean, of course they don't do that. Excuse me, mate. So I have to hide it in black bin liners. Anyway, I'll be honest with you, I thought there might be more in that than there was in the end, but you know, if you don't open the box, sure, you won't be disappointed, but also if you don't open the box, you won't find the occasional nugget of pewter. I think gold's a bit strong. I see I've got a song lined up by Haiku Hands, which are I think they're Sydney based. I think they're a Sydney, it's a horrible phrase, but I think they're a Sydney-based art collective, and they make songs that I like. But this one's got a little E next to it, which means it's rude. So I'm going to find a different one. I'm going to find a different one instead. They've all got E's next to them. God, it's amazing how much of the music I like has at least one rude word in it. Well, I guess that's a problem for me to try and solve over the following upcoming four weeks. Well, three and a bit now, isn't it? Three and a half. Let's put some Kings of Convenience on. These adorable little dweebs. They don't F and Jeff. They just harmonise and marmonise. Oh, look at this. They had an album out in 2021 that I didn't know about. I'm really across my music, guys. Well, let's put a song on from that. Let's try Love is a Lonely Thing by Kings of Convenience with Feist.
If you want someone to enter in your life, show a part of your world they can dream about. It will seem a fair idea if you make it their idea. Go back to your corner. Let them come to you. Patience is the hardest thing to have to learn. Hours seem like oceans when these I have. Thank you.
love is gifted you. No love can be taken, that love is not true. Love is pain and suffering. Love can be a lonely thing. Once you've known that magic, who can live without
such great heights come down.
Song obviously had some swearing in it. I mean, if I was doing this on purpose, it'd be like a sort of, but I'm not. I forgot. Anyway, I'm sorry about the swearing in that. If you've got a child in front of you eating toast, then best of luck with it. Hello, child. Hello, child. Anyway, that was Love Comes With All That It... Love Came, rather, With All That It Brings by Villagers. Before that was Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. Before that was Love Is a Lonely Thing by Kings of Convenience and Feist. I just thought I was doing a nice little triptych about love, and then all of a sudden he starts dropping the old FM radio. You know, apart from the other way around. Anyway, look... We're basically done. It's 8:48. There's 12 minutes left. I think I'll probably play... I want to play Fetch the Bolt Cutters by Fiona Apple, but I've got a feeling that might have some rude words in it, even though there's not an E next to it. I mean, I guess this is why people have producers and stuff. You know, on radio programmes, people are increasingly, like, introducing the... producers as sort of characters, you know. I dislike it, I'll be honest. Here we are with producer Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Hey, guys. That's the sound of me being violently sick. But I guess there's a purpose to a producer, isn't there? They sort of do things like, oh, whoops-a-daisy, mate, your broadcasting dead air, you might want to sort that out. Or, oh, hang on, you've left your microphone up and you're shuffling about in the background. Although I do quite like how that sounds, actually. But when I did it earlier, it wasn't intentional. It was a blooper, a Stone Cold blooper. And I guess if you play a song with a rude word in it, then you get to blame the producer. They're like, oh, that's on me. I should have checked that. Ah, soz. But, you know, I don't have a producer. I don't have a producer. Isn't that an indictment of my life? I don't have a producer. Well, look, I hope you have a nice day or night, depending on where you're listening. Hope you have a nice time. I hope the next... Right, okay, let's say this. I hope the next 8 hours of your life are nice. And I'm not hoping for disaster after that. I just think that's like a decent amount of time for me to wish you well, considering that we don't know each other. So next 8 hours, I hope they're lovely. After that, I hope it's fine. I don't wish you ill, but I mean, I'll be back on in just over 22 hours. So that just leaves you what does that leave you? 14 hours to get through without my well wishes, and then I'll wish you well again for 8 hours tomorrow. That's a decent deal. I think that's a decent deal. Oh, I'll tell you what we'll play. Yeah, we'll play. I mean, I have played it a lot, but it feels particularly apt today. So we'll have a bang on it, and have a nice day or night or whatever. All right. Why isn't it even... Oh, I know why. It's because I faded it down to fade down the naughty song. Right, hang on, I have to fade that back up. Oh, God. Look, I'm going to have a real... that's my printer turning on for no reason. And earlier on, I don't know if you heard earlier on, but I got a notification on my phone, even though I've turned notifications off because I'm a professional, and that was from Google Photos, just wanting to say, oh, do you remember this day? Yeah, of course I remember that day. It was yesterday. Get knotted. Go swivel. Right, let's have another crack at this.
From behind, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids whose footsteps I hear when they get on the decks. I'm losing my edge. The internet seekers who can tell me every member of every good group from 1962 to 1978. Although I'm losing my edge, I'm losing to all the kids to the art Tokyo Brooklynites and Berlin in little jackets and borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing.
This is Resonance on 104.4 FM and on DAB Radio in London, Radio Player and online at resonancefm.com.